Well, Lucas, here we are talking about the world of business and in opening up this Sunday's edition of the Las Cruces Sun News, the business section. I came up across a song that really was a huge impact in my life in the early 80s, Mr. Roboto, and it seems it is happening in the world of business.
Certainly, domo arigato.
Mr. Roboto. So what's going
Yeah.
on? Robots in the
So
workplace.
it's yeah, robots in the workplace. So you see this most places that are into business, is there a robot that's going to take over my job? You hear that. Are there going to be, when you go to the bank, are there just going to be robot tellers? And there's going to be robots just stocking the shelves. In fact, at Walmart, they're already testing this out at places. And I'll tell you, Edmundo, I was getting a bite to eat downtown, and they're doing a whole bunch of road work on water and church streets downtown. They're converting them from one way into two way. And as I was standing at a food truck, I was looking over at the construction crew that was working on Water Street, and there was a machine about the size of a Zamboni that did not have a driver. And this
No
was just, there
driver?
was a construction worker that had like a little joystick, like a remote control, and he was operating this machine remotely.
No
it
kidding.
was doing that work.
Here in Las
And
Cruces.
here in Las Cruces, yes. So even the construction industry is, robots are coming into there. I mean, like bulldozer operators, bricklayers, those used to be the jobs. If you had like a high school diploma or even less than that, you could get that construction job. Now you're having to be able to control a high-tech robot to get into the construction industry.
That's
Which, in
amazing.
one sense, I thought of my cousins that sit around all day and just play video games, and I thought, oh, this is, an option for them to actually go out there and do something. But it brings up another issue, and our Tracy Bryan, who writes a monthly column for us in the Biz Tab, delves into this. And so she basically asks the question, as workers or parents of future workers, how do we best use education to stay ahead of the robot apocalypse? Because certainly we don't want robots coming in and taking over every job. So, these high-demand, middle-skill jobs where robots are kind of coming in and taking over, how do we stay ahead, with education? And so that's an issue that kind of our thought leaders in business and education are working together to say, how are these people that used to be bricklayers, that used to be stockers, what are they going to be in the future? We need to make sure that there's jobs available for them, if robots are going to take over, or we need to make sure those jobs are still there if we're not ready for robots to take over. So Tracy delves into those questions in her column, and so there's some interesting ways that we can go, but one thing's for sure is that, our community and every community out there kind of needs a plan moving forward.
Definitely have a plan because it really is becoming a reality. This article would have been very handy for me, this following column, about 5 months ago when I was looking to refinance my home.
Yeah, certainly, right? Okay, so Gary Sandler, who writes our real estate column, he says 20% of homeowners who could have benefited from refinancing chose not to. They lost out on $5.4 billion in interest savings.
B with a
So,
billion.
billion with a B, yes. And so, and you have to look at whether refinancing is right for you. It's not right for everyone. But for some of you, that may be the way to go. So, as Gary puts it, in a nutshell, the idea is to both accelerate the pay down of your mortgage balance and shorten your loan term by paying a little extra each month. So one thing that he says, you can refinance, you can also take advantage of your lender's biweekly payment plan if they offer one. So in that scenario, borrowers make their scheduled house payment each month. Or I'm sorry, in the biweekly option, you make half a mortgage payment every 2 weeks. And what that does is over 30 years at 4.75% interest, you end up paying an extra $782 per month, but or I'm sorry, yeah, the interest is $782 per month. But because you make your payments in, you kind of take some months off the end, and you end up saving in the end up to, you know, $42,000 because you're not paying that interest. And so that's one option that Gary explores that would be really valuable for those that have a long-term loan and want to end up paying less in the long run.
Okay, Lucas, we'll talk to you next week, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Edmundo.